It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back live and in person action. I don't know. I'm a little tired. I got hit with a little bit of tired there. Time changes have affected me a little bit. Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman over there. Chris Welsh over here. That was a fun hour one. If you missed any of it and you're just tuning in, make sure to go listen on demand. Hey, Boggs, what is one of the worst things that you could do in another country?
Drugs.
That would be one.
How about in the Philippines? Steal.
Steal. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Stealing in another country. How about this? Thank you. How about this? Doing anything that can put you in a prison, not in America, the worst idea.
Or in America, also bad. But there's a show called Locked Up Overseas. You don't want any part of that.
Dude.
They made a whole movie with Hair Lip Face about that.
Who's Hair Lip
Face? What's his name? Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, Hair Lip Face. Okay, thank you. I watched one of those, like kind of what you're saying. Like there's a Netflix series. It's not it's like worst prisons in the world. And it goes and all of them are like the Philippines, you know, and it's like China, Philippines. And it's like ones where like the countries don't even want to manage them themselves. And they're just like, hey, you know what? We'll just have the inmates run it. I don't know outside of like, I don't know, maybe Philippines is probably the worst. Being locked up in a Chinese prison, which, by the way, the most stereotypical American way by trying to shoplift Louis Vuitton is single-handedly one of the dumbest things on the planet.
Big baller brand ain't doing as good as we thought, huh?
I guess. Were they looking for new ideas? They're going to put a big old BBB over that Louis Vuitton? Didn't they do a movie like this? Wasn't it like
Return to Paradise.
Yeah, Return to Paradise. That's the
Joaquin Phoenix movie. That was Vince Vaughn and Joaquin Phoenix and Anne Heche. So they were in Malaysia. They had a bunch of drugs. They got pinched. And
are you sure Vince Vaughn was in that?
In Return to Paradise? Yeah. You may be talking about a different movie.
I'm talking about one of the two girls. It was like Kate Blanchett.
One Cup?
Who's no. Damn it. No, the one with who's the chick from Homeland?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
what's her name?
Sure.
What's the chick's name?
I can't remember her name.
Homeland. Claire Danes. Thank you. Was it? Isn't there one like Claire Danes and somebody else, and they get locked up, and it's horrible. I mean, they need Liam Neeson to come save them. It's one of those type of movies. Like that's what
that
this is going
like
to be.
Sounds like an amazing movie. I mean,
it does sound like an amazing movie.
If you're pitching a movie right now, how about Broke Down Palace?
That sounds right. Is that it?
That's what I put in Claire Danes drug movie, and that's
okay.
What came up.
Big Broke Down Baller Palace. Big like Broke that. Down Baller Palace starring D'Angelo or LeAngelo, whatever.
How about just
name is,
Broke
LeAngelo.
Baller Brand?
And LeVar Ball's out there. He ain't worried. Someone asked him. He's like, don't worry about it. He'll be fine. He stole stuff, and he's in a prison. The balls are the gift that keep on giving. And we'll do the same. We'll be back. More football.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
Either you are a Hall of Famer or you're not a Hall of Famer.
Thinking about Halladay and how he's, you know, only a couple years away from that first ballot opportunity for him. Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't a unanimous Hall of Famer. Greg Maddux, for God's sakes, wasn't a unanimous Hall of Famer. We're starting to think about mortality here. The fact that there aren't 100% guys in the Hall of Fame, it drives me crazy because you never know when these guys are going to all of a sudden shuffle off this mortal coil and be gone.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
Where do you look for when it comes to the second game of a back-to-back?
A lot goes into it, too. How big was the travel? Where are they coming from? Is it a four-game road trip or is it a five-game road trip? Is it the front half? And even the front half, it can cause you problems because what happens is the team gets down by 10, 12, 15 points. Then all of a sudden, they pull everybody out of the game and save them for tomorrow night.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
It's In This League.
Be excellent, Julie.
In This League.
Party on, dudes!
Whoa. That was like a Keanu Reeves reference. Whoa.
What number are you thinking of, dudes?
Dude. Whoa. I haven't seen that in a long time. I don't know what number he was thinking of.
69, bro.
69, bro. Oh, yeah, thank you. Very good. Quite the difference, by the way. Like, you ever look at that when you have like an actor that's taking a completely like crazy swing? Like, that was Keanu Reeves might be one of the most well-known things is Bill and Ted, yet like he just is predominantly in crazy movies.
He's also John Wick.
He's John Wick. I mean, there's this one movie, hold on, I'm gonna look for it. Keanu Reeves Netflix movie.
He's the Devil's Advocate.
He's the devil. Oh, great movie. What is this movie called? Oh, he's done a bunch of weird.
It's
movies.
Called Air Brakes on the Show.
Yeah. you're a son of a bitch. I don't know what it is right now, but it's a movie on Netflix, and it's like a post-apocalyptic one. And he just plays a weirdo. Like that's all Keanu Reeves does now is he just plays weirdos.
Yeah, Bavona says he was a redneck in The Gift. I don't think I ever saw that.
But he's good. He's good at everything. I mean, he's always kind of like, hey, whoa. Like John Wick. I saw John Wick 2, and I was like, that wasn't anything
Electric
like
Boogaloo.
One. There wasn't anything like one. Like, someone actually paid, not everyone knows this, you were paid to watch John Wick, the original.
Yeah, I refuse. I refuse to watch Keanu Reeves movies. I do not enjoy his movies. And I said, look, if someone will pay for me to watch these movies, I will watch them. So.
And someone paid to watch number one.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought I saw two, but I guess number one was just so long that it felt like two movies to me.
Yeah, I mean, number two wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. Like, if you saw one, you saw two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, are we talking about this or The Matrix?
Yeah. I don't know. I like Keanu Reeves.
Or a Keanu Reeves movie. Come on.
I'm a Keanu Reeves fan. Surprisingly, I'm not a big Bill and Ted guy. Were you a big Bill and Ted guy?
Not really. Nah.
No? No? 69? Whoa.
I mean, I saw it, but it wasn't like, an influential movie of my life. None of that.
I mean, it was good. Who was the guy that, I know Pavona knows this. Who was the guy that acted with him? No idea who that guy is. Is that Barry Pepper or something?
Alex Winter.
I mean, that was.
Who is Alex Winter?
How do you know that?
Of course
is he your cousin?
Because I love that movie.
Of course you do.
You have to be related to him to know who that is.
What, has he done any movies after that?
He was in The Lost
Bavona
Boys.
Bavona knows him because Bavona knows him because he works at the gas station where Bavona gets his gas.
So. I'm looking right now. Alex Winter, IMDb. Oh, yeah, that's his face. Look at his face. What else have you done?
I mean, he's more famous than us, which is depressing.
Well, I mean, that's not hard. He was in a movie. Ooh, the big epic Deep Web. He starred in one episode of Bones. I mean, that's like working up there. Let's see. Barbie Q, the movie in 1988.
I mean, sounds like my kind of movie.
He did a movie in 1999 and then didn't show back up till 2007. Bones obviously revived his career. Did a little episode in Robot Chicken. And, oh, Bill and Ted Face the Music is a new movie that's coming out. Do you know about this?
No.
Pavona?
There's going to be another Bill and Ted movie?
I always thought it was a rumor, but I guess it is real, but I'm still going to see it.
Says it's announced. Bill S. Preston, Bill and Ted Face the Music is going to be the new one. All I want in the whole world is for Keanu Reeves to play John Wick in that movie. I want Bill versus Ted. That's what I want. And I want Keanu Reeves to be, you know, no, like he faced life. And it's John Wick version of Keanu Reeves versus Alex Winter.
Did you, speaking of nostalgia, did you see the Ric Flair 30 for 30 yesterday?
It's all I want to see on the planet. No, I missed it. I totally missed it. I saw a clip of the famous how many chicks he laid down. But that's about it. I need to be watching. Was it really that good? Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did. I thought it was really good. So, I mean, I wasn't like a big Flair guy.
Woo!
I wasn't a big Flair guy growing up. So, but I mean,
I love the bad guys.
He stuck around so long. How could you not, you know, respect Ric Flair? So,
that's
he wasn't my favorite growing up. Hogan, and I really liked the Hitman. Hitman was my favorite.
So. I always liked the bad guys, except Sting was my guy. I was always a Sting guy. So after him, it was I just loved any of the bad guys. So
there's
like Triple H,
with Sting.
The what's that?
There's an interview with Sting about Flair in there.
Oh, is he in there? A little Steve Borden, a little Steve Borden action. All right, that's his name. Does he wear the mask or is he like? No mask.
No, you know who did Animal from the Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal? He had his face paint on for the interview.
I think Hawk is dead. I think that's why.
Yeah, I think Hawk Animal died. Right.
Yeah, and Animal's in like some other one. So I'm in. I want to watch them. I'll do a whole series of. Do they have any other wrestling 30 for 30s?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think
Pavona,
is the first one.
Get on here real quick. Pavona, are you here? Because he just told us who his favorite wrestler is. You said your favorite wrestlers were Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. Did you know that Scott Bogman and I were at the Undertaker-Shawn Michaels final match at WrestleMania?
I hate you guys. Ugh.
Yep, we were
also
there.
Also, Game 7 of the 2001 World Series.
Yeah. But more importantly,
go find yourself a new producer.
More importantly, WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Bogman and I were there. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have the best theme songs along with Bret Hart?
Oh, you think I'm cute?
I DX
you
too.
You think I'm sexy? Yeah, that's a great one. The Hogan one. I love old school wrestling.
Stone
wrestling
Cold
is trash right now.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good intro songs.
Yeah, there's Mick Foley, The Rock, all of them. Stone Cold, little Shatter End. Well, it's the big show. We'll be a big old time tonight. I don't know if that's really the song.
Another top five, guys.
The top five of wrestling theme songs?
That one's impossible. That one's harder than wide receivers.
I don't know
five
how to do that.
Of all time? Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, DX is up. I would say Stone Cold is one. DX has got to be two.
Just the entity of... Are you talking about... Are we doing intro songs or wrestlers?
Oh, yes. I thought this was intro songs.
I thought it was wrestlers. I'm getting mixed up.
It's too much.
Wrestler intro songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's think about it. Maybe we'll come back to it.
How about fantasy football?
Yeah, about fantasy football. We got like a minute, I think, left in this segment to do fantasy football here. But now, all I'm going to think of in the break is like, ooh, what were my favorites? What were my absolute favorites? Bret Hart was pretty great, too. The four horsemen. Get out of here. Get out of here with this mess. Fantasy football. We are going to do, at some point in this show, we are going to do our Week 10 picks. Our Week 9 picks sucked. They sucked.
They were okay.
Yours were okay. Mine sucked.
I was 6-5-1 against the spread, and I was 7-4-1 on the over-unders. And then you were 5-6-1 against the spread, which is just under 500. It's not horrible. Yeah, not but good. The over-unders got you, 4-7-1. I think you're trying to be too different from me. You didn't want to agree with me on too many of them, so you went the other way to try to look smart. Made you look bad.
Yeah, I mean, you made me look like an idiot. You should just, like, leave. You can just go away. I'll go with Pavana because he's done being the producer, and it'll just be Bogman. You can talk about, you know, 311 and whatever else you like.
Well, what are you talking about? Why? Why do you do that? I don't like 311. I don't like music.
Humor is the color of your energy. Whoa. That's just your thing. Yeah. It's okay.
It's not.
Do you know a group besides Offspring or 311 that you like?
Nope. Those are the only two groups I know.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. I'm just dying here. How are we going to get into these games? I think we got enough time to do one of these stupid games, and then we're going to have to plow through some in the next segment because nobody
Thursday
wants to
night
talk
game.
To us. Oh, there's
Seattle at Arizona. Seattle is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 41.5. That's how you get into it. Boom.
Okay,
right in.
Good job.
Is
okay, hey, look
Peterson
at you.
Going to have 37 carries again, the Welsh? I don't think
I hope so. In a row. That would be amazing. I'm going to go... Seattle's on kind of a... I'm going to go Seattle and the under. Ooh.
Seattle and the under. Man,
Seattle
that's tough.
Man.
That's tough.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to go Seattle and the over. My thought process is it's a Thursday night game. Defenses are tired. Maybe you get a little bit more from the offense in those games.
Yeah, I kind of...
Also, this should be a Seattle in a beatdown, so maybe Arizona gets some garbage time points.
How about a little 28-7? A little 28-7 action.
Definitely a possibility. Definitely a possibility.
I don't like that game.
But
that's pretty tough.
28-14 with that garbage touchdown goes on the over. So.
You feel anything on Thomas Rawls? Little Eddie Lacy's out. Looks like they might go towards Thomas Rawls.
No. No Seattle run game. If I had to pick one, I would pick J.D. McKissic.
Ooh. So are we Team AP this week?
I mean, it's not a good matchup.
I think you're Team AP.
It's not a good matchup, but he should get still lots and lots of carries. Let's see. Seattle's given up over 100 yards a game on the ground. They're like close to dead metal, 109.4. I mean, probably low-end RB2.
I like it. I'm in. All right. We have got the rest of the games. New Orleans, Buffalo, Green Bay, Chicago. Pittsburgh is at Indianapolis. And a whole bunch more. We'll do over, under, talk a little bit of fantasy value. Maybe we'll throw in some more wrestling theme songs. I don't know. We'll be back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Don't go anywhere.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Football Frenzy. If I'm Mara, right, I've won two chips with Eli Manning. McAdoo hasn't won nothing. McAdoo has been a disappointment since he walked in the door. Why am I running Eli in favor of McAdoo? If I want to break the thing up, I'm going to break everybody's going. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, because everybody is going.
I feel like McAdoo is the one throwing Eli under the bus here.
If McAdoo and Reese both aren't gone after the season, something's wrong here, and this team is in bigger problems than we think.
Weekdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
This league, Scott Bogman, Chris Wilson. I thought we might be coming into. I thought that might have been a wrestling entrance for a minute. I missed it.
Was it?
I thought there might have been like.
I mean, it could have been.
No, oh, okay. Yeah, Pavona's like maybe messed up. I thought, you know, I don't know. HBK, a little. Are you ready?
I think that's my one seed.
Break it down. Yeah, that was. I mean, it doesn't sound like that, but that's totally the number one. I don't know. The glass shattering of Stone Cold gets me going every single time.
You know, the best part about that was when it was random. Like, it'd be, you know, crash fighting.
Yes!
Yeah!
What? What? You're damn right. Oh, I love that. I'm going. I'm hyped. Let's get, throw me a beer.
Yes, I want beer.
About to say something I can't say on radio. I got so hyped up there for a second. Ooh. Oh, Stone Cold. You know who else? Triple H. Triple H just isn't the most memorable, but like, you know, like the newer ones where it's all intense? Yeah, Triple H. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. All right. We're back. We're talking picks for week 10. We just talked Seattle and Arizona. Next up on the list is New Orleans at Buffalo, and New Orleans is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 46. And a half. What do you think?
We know Buffalo is better at home, but I think why don't I know this? And no Tyrod this week, right? He's out. So
is that confirmed?
I thought it was confirmed.
No, I don't think that's
confirmed. I could be messing up. Look it up for me while I'm
I'm looking up. I'm gonna say that is a not confirmed thing and that is actually not happening. But
Okay, good, good. Because I was like, why would they have a line on this if he was out? But I got a million messages from Yahoo today because so many guys didn't practice. So their status went from healthy to game time decision or questionable.
Yeah, he's not listed, by the way. That. He has no listing of questionable or anything on his
name. I must have been thinking of somebody else. But even with Tyrod, I think that New Orleans is playing differently than they have. They're playing much, much better defense. And I don't see how they lose this game. You know, they're the number two seed in the NFC right now. So behind Philly.
That's gross.
So I got to take New Orleans and 46.5. I don't see happening. I'll go with the under.
The NFC is like the east of basketball right now. Like it's just it's not.
Well, Philly and New Orleans are playing well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's always one.
And Dallas Philly's, can always Philly's sneak up. I mean, there's no Aaron Rodgers, so you know.
Yeah, maybe that's my problem. You went New Orleans and the under. I'm going to go. Am I going to be contrarian with you? Definitely go New Orleans. I'm going to go the under as well. Yeah, 46.5. I don't know. Buffalo. We'll see about that. I don't think Kelvin Benjamin's going to be running up that offense. Ooh, how do you feel about Kelvin this week?
I'm indifferent. I want to see him for a week first before I play him.
Are you...
But I mean, there's bye weeks and stuff, so you may not have an option, but...
How about this? Wide receiver 3, Kelvin Benjamin or Curtis Samuel?
Ooh. Well.
Found it, the little dusty trail. Feel like you got to go Kelvin.
Yeah, probably Kelvin.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Green Bay at Chicago. I mean, when was the last time you saw this? Chicago is favored by 5 against Green Bay. The over-under is 38. Is that the lowest over-under we've seen this year?
No, I think it was a 37.5 for one of the Thursday night games earlier this year.
Pretty close.
I think they said it was like, this is the first time since like 2012 or something Chicago's been favored over Green Bay. But I think I'm with it. Chicago's coming off a bye. Brett Hundley does not look good.
No,
you know, they don't have a lot of passing receiving options in Chicago. Youngberg was very upset that we didn't have Trey McBride in our top 5, but
Sorry about that. Next time.
Or Jordan, and we didn't have Jordan Howard up there in running backs either, but he's not catching the ball because Tariq Cohen catches everything.
Yeah, it doesn't belong in there.
Man, I'm going to say Chicago. I'm going to take Chicago and, 38.
Mitchell?
You got to go over. I think that's so low. I think you got to go over.
I am going to
definitely
go,
definitely going to be 21-3 now, but, you know.
Yeah. This is a tough one for me because I feel like Green Bay was so bad. They just, when I look at the amount of weapons, I mean, it really shows you how important Aaron Rodgers is, where look at the weapons that Green Bay has. You go put any of these other quarterbacks and they are going to do some big things. You go put Carson Wentz over here. You could put Kirk Cousins with this team of Jordy and all these guys. You're going to see big stuff. Hundley is really not good. He's really not good. And this is a major problem here. I don't like the Chicago by 5, even though it's at home. So I'm going to go Green Bay and the over as well.
Green Bay and the over. All right. Yeah, I see. That's a tough one to pick.
It's not good.
What about Cleveland at Detroit? The Welsh Detroit, biggest against the spread of the week. 12.5 point favorites.
Oh.
The over-under is 43.5. What do you think?
Clearly, because Josh Gordon isn't active, so that's why this,
right,
this spread is so big.
It would be Cleveland by 12.5 if he was.
Yeah. it'd be 11. I'm going to go. I hate these big spreads, but I'm going to go Detroit, and I'm having a really hard time with this. So I'm going to go with the over. Cleveland scoring some garbage points.
Same. I'm going to take Detroit in the over, too. I think this is. This is a stomping. This is another Cleveland ass kicking.
Stone cold stomping, like in the corner. Just kick.
Well, you saw the Philly-Denver game, and Denver has a decent defense. When a team is rolling, they're just rolling. Detroit's playing pretty well right now. So I'll take Detroit, and I'll go with the over two.
All right, your team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, go into Indianapolis for what is not even the only other double-digit spread here. There's another one. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis. Pittsburgh is favored by 10. The over-under is 44.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh, but I'm going to go with the under. We know Roethlisberger has his problems on the road. Steelers have not been playing very well in the red zone at all, so touchdowns have been a rare commodity for them. So, also, their defense is really strong. I don't think Indy's going to get a lot of points. And Pittsburgh's coming off a bye, too, so the defense, I think, is going to hold up, play pretty damn strong. So
What's Pittsburgh's pass defense like? You watch them.
Number 2.
Do you buy into the reality of it?
Yeah. Well,
just checking.
Against the Colts, I do.
Okay, that's a great point.
If they went up against New England, that'd be a different story. So,
I'm going to agree with you. Pittsburgh in the under. Let's do that. I don't feel great about Martavis Bryant. Do you think Martavis Bryant can be a serviceable as he returns to the lineup, as he returns to running with the ones?
Well, let's chicken his receptions. I'll open up the betting at 2.
3.
4.
Sold.
Yep, that's where I was going to go. 4.
Okay.
Tops.
4 is sold. Because I think Juju is even if he's not listed, he's the, you know, de facto number 2.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy.
He is.
He's the number 2. But Bryant still has big playability. He could still go, you know, 2 for 82 and a touchdown in this game.
Yeah.
Do you see
it
happening?
Man. Yeah. I mean, you know, Bryant's good. He has a bad attitude this year. Hopefully the benching and everything will get him right, because he has to at least go and try to make himself a nice contract. So I think he'll be more involved moving forward.
Juju bigger, though, this week, right? Let's have a bet. I get Juju, you get Mardavis Bryant?
No.
Let's do it.
Absolutely not.
Are you scared?
No.
Come on.
I don't want
you
any,
love bets.
Any, yeah. I do love bets, but I don't love Mardavis Bryant, so absolutely not. How about Jacksonville? The Clippers are at Jacksonville. Jacksonville favored by 4. The over-under is 41, the Welsh.
Have we picked an over yet? I picked a couple. You've picked a couple. I'm going to go Jacksonville. And you know, I'm going to take the over. There's two big backs in this game. Gordon and Fournette, they can really let this game, they can push this game pretty well. The Clippers are going to try to throw the ball. Fournette himself can score a couple touchdowns. I love Fournette this week and anything that you play. So I'm going to go Jags on the over.
I mean, how many interceptions is Jacksonville going to have in this game? Jacksonville at home against Phillip Rivers?
I think the over-under's got to be 2.5, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's 3. Phillip Rivers,
so you'll take the over,
throw the ball
if
to
it's
the
2.5, you'll take the over.
I'll take the over, absolutely. So, but I same with you, Jacksonville and the over. They create enough turnovers to make short fields for Bortles and Fournette. So this should be a really good Fournette game. Really,
ooh,
really
let's play chicken real quick. I open up, this will be total Fournette yards. I open up at 100.
125.
145.
150.
152.
I'd sell it there.
Okay, you'll give me Fournette? All right, 152. Let's write that here. Fournette, 152. The chicken. We always play the chicken on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, if you'd like to join us. New York Jets at Tampa Bay. This will be the worst game of the week. Jets are favored by 2.5. Because they actually have, quote-unquote, a stable quarterback, and the over-under is 41.5. No Jameis Winston. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Josh McCown. These are revenge games.
This is like I'd rather see Benny the Bull. New York Jets in the under for me. They're all talking about how the Bucs have given up on Dirk Cutter. We know Dirk Cutter is terrible. Also, no Jameis.
Yep.
Nobody wants to play for this team.
Cutter's the worst.
No Mike Evans. He's suspended. He lost his appeal. So, Jets in the under for me.
Ooh, who's worse, Ben McAdoo or Dirk Cutter?
No, McAdoo.
Yeah, clearly. But Cutter's not far off.
No, he's not.
Like, Cutter would be the offensive coordinator of the all-garbage team.
I wouldn't want either one of them
coaches.
Coaching my CFL team.
No. No. No, 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 no. I'm going to go with the Jets, and I'm going to go with the under as well. The Tampa Bay really is struggling to find who they are. I mean, Fitzpatrick might be able to actually, he might be more than effective in this offense, but still, what does that mean? You know, Mike Evans,
Hitman.
The suspension, it doesn't look good. I will go with the Jets. Oh, is this Hitman?
It's like Hitman.
Okay, Brett the Hitman Hart. All right, in this league, the Hitman Harts. We'll be back with finishing up with these, maybe some more wrestling rejoins if we can do it. Don't go in here. Bogman the Welsh, Hitman.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
859.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
Roto experts.
Devontae Parker or Jarvis Landry?
In the PPR, I'm still going to stay with Jarvis Landry. Landry's just getting it done week in, week out.
Jarvis Landry's a wide receiver one moving forward, especially in the PPR.
I have Landry as a top six guy. Wow. You know, Parker's top 20 to me. The thing with Parker is he doesn't stay healthy. Landry is just so darn dependable every week. Not only are you getting catches, you're getting touchdowns. The floor is so good every week.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicala telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe.
And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at DKMS.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
There we go. That's right. I am a real American. Ah. I'm back, brother. Welcome back in this league. It's like the all... We should do this, Pavona, from time to time. We should have like the all wrestling hour. Maybe like once a month. We just come back to wrestling theme songs. And the best. Huh.
Good old, I wonder like, if they're 80s. As good now as they were then. I mean, obviously, nostalgically, they wouldn't be to us.
No, they're not.
But
you, have you turned into wrestling recently? It's not good.
No, I haven't.
Nothing like that.
So we went to WrestleMania, and I watched the next night when Shawn Michaels gave his goodbye speech.
Yep,
and I have not watched one wrestling show since then.
I think, was
that 2010 when that was here?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe. I feel like it was even before that, but maybe you're right. I've watched some, but I haven't gotten more than like 20 minutes through. It's also because I don't know anybody. And this is us being old people. It's like that music thing. It's like, they don't make any good music, you know, like they did with, you know, with Zeppelin. Like, that's the same thing. Like, the theme songs are so classic. And now there's just a bunch of, I don't know who Roman Reigns is. I don't know any of these guys. I know a couple. I know like random stories of like AJ Styles and stuff like that. But I don't follow anything. I've probably watched 3 hours of wrestling since WrestleMania.
Yeah,
there were guys there we didn't know. Sheamus,
2010.
Sheamus, I didn't know who Sheamus was. We saw him.
I knew who Sheamus was because I watched from Survivor Series the previous year through, because my cousin is really big into WrestleMania, so I took my cousin. So,
and me.
So I watched from, and my the Welsh I also took. So you're welcome.
Yeah, and me.
But Survivor Series, I watched from then on. So Royal Rumble is always my favorite thing anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen some stuff. If people, you can get down that rabbit hole. I've been to a Survivor Series. I've been to the WrestleMania. I've been to a bunch of Raws and Nitros and back with house shows. I was at a house show where Ken Shamrock won the world title at a house show. Like, I remember Owen Hart and Jeff. I was at the one I remember the most? I've seen Hogan. I've seen, you know, all these guys. Ultimate Warrior came out at one I was at because he lives out here in Phoenix. The thing that sticks out the most was I was at the Raw, I think it was, where China turned on DX. Like, she did the boom to the crotch to Triple H.
I think I was at that one, too.
Maybe.
That was out here, right?
Yeah, it was out here. That's why I remember it. I remember just wham and turned on it. I was like, oh, my God, you know, and then I grew up and, like, you know, had a kid and stuff and had responsibilities and never watched wrestling again. Except right now, us talking about it. But we're back. That's a whole thing. People want to hear that whole story. Over a couple of football episodes of the e-wrestling adventures that we the famous 12 minutes of podcasting that we did that got people to re-listen to a kicker defense episode of Football Ranks because 12 minutes of it had to do with my story of e-wrestling.
The most embarrassing story you'll ever hear.
Yeah, Pavona, can you book us Eric Young at some point so we can do it during one of our, like, we need to do it in one of our wrestling hours, and we'll just talk wrestling for one segment in fantasy football, and we'll have him judge me on air of the e-wrestling. He'll no doubtedly be like, you're just the worst for doing that. And, you know, he's like a professional wrestler. He would know. He would know how embarrassing it is. Yeah, well, I mean, he would know how what level of embarrassment that is, because it's pretty bad. I went to one of those. I showed up at one of those wrestling facilities one time in L.A. Like, there was a time I wanted to be a wrestler, but I was like 17.
You're big. You can make it work.
I would have been at that time. I mean, you know me. At 17, I was like 6'3", you know, 200 pounds at that time.
Much better shape.
In.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would be a different type of wrestler right now. I'd be the big fat one. Whatever the fat guys
Dusty
are now.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, I'd be one of the big fat ones, where before I could have been like, a mid-carder, something like that. Yeah, Yokozuna. Thank you, Pavona. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's not nice.
Not that bad.
So all right, how about Cincinnati at Tennessee? Let's quit talking about wrestling. We got to get the rest of these games. Cincinnati at Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 4.5. The over-under is 40.5. I can't imagine a worse game to watch this weekend.
Ooh, Tampa Bay, New York, or Tennessee, Cincinnati? Which one?
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather watch Tennessee, Cincinnati. You're right.
Yeah, I'd rather too. I'm going to go.
And the Giants and the Niners is pretty horrible.
Oh, God. I won't even do it to myself. I'm going to go Tennessee and, God, Cincinnati's so ineffective. I'm going to take the over, though.
Tennessee in the over.
Corey Davis back. AJ Green's going to be, his weak soft ass is going to be looking for blood.
DeMarco Murray's healthy. Yeah, Tennessee in the over looks good. Cincinnati's awful.
Minnesota at Washington. Minnesota is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 42.5.
And Teddy Bridgewater active.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford to the IR. Everyone is surprised.
Yep. Not going to play. That'd be awesome if he did.
I think I'm going to take Washington in this one, and Washington in the over.
Really?
I think they can put up some points. Minnesota's good. The D is strong. No.
Well, Terrell Pryor action?
No. Absolutely not.
I am going to go. I'm torn on this one. Would you take the over? I'm going to go Washington and the over. He's going to take the under, but I could see this being a 2023 game, so I will go Washington and the over.
For sure.
Yeah, over, not under.
How about Houston at the Rams? The Rams are favored by 11.5, the Welsh. The over-under is 46. That's a big spread, I know, but Tom Savage is just so bad.
Savage Tom. But DeAndre Hopkins can be good. With the Savage Tom,
I'd rather have Colin Kaepernick.
Would you rather have C.J. Beathard?
No.
Or Savage Tom?
Oh, I'd rather have a noose.
Talking myself out of this now. I am going to go. No, I'm going to go Houston and the under. You're going to take Rams and the over.
I'm going to take the Rams and the under.
Okay.
This could be like 24-10. You know, something like that.
Houston could also be really messy. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they just can't score.
Dallas at Atlanta. Atlanta is a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 50.5. And do I have it correct? No matter the decision that comes down on Thursday, Zeke should still be playing. Or no, maybe when it comes down, it just takes effect. I thought because of the lateness of this that he would still be good. But most likely, I'm probably speaking out of turn there. It's probably when the decision comes down, it's just going to take place, whatever it is.
I'm just going to ignore all of those and be really surprised when he doesn't play. That's how I'm going to play it from now on. I don't know how Atlanta is favored. They've looked so bad.
Freeman is limited. Freeman's limited right now, too.
Yeah, and Julio is questionable. You know, there's just too many weird stuff, too much weird stuff going on in Atlanta. Dallas looked really good last week when they beat the Chiefs. I know that was at home, but I'm going to take Dallas, and I'm going to go with the under.
I'm going to do the same thing as you, Dallas and the under. Ezekiel Elliott, if he's there. If not, they'll run some Alfred Morris. The only thing that only thing that hurts, though, is if Dez Bryant doesn't play, which is looking potentially like something that could happen. But
I would take the under, but I'm still going to take Dallas.
I'll take Dallas, too, but I mean...
points?
No, I'm taking the under. I'm taking Dallas.
No, I'm just saying, like, just in general, you get Dallas and the points? That's surprising to me.
Yeah, but Elliott, but I'm looking like, what if Elliott and Bryant don't go?
Ooh. Who's going to win this game flat out?
Dallas? Okay. If Bryant and Elliott play?
We were going to bet, but you picked Dallas. Dallas.
I mean, I kind of want Atlanta, but I don't. It's just not a good game.
Worst game of the week makes Dallas and Atlanta look like the Monday night game. The New York Giants. There's rumors that Ben McAdoo is going to be fired tomorrow. We'll see.
Great.
At the San Francisco 49ers. And the Giants are still favored by a point. The locker room says they've quit on them. Giants are still favored by a point. Over-under is 42. Niners.
Good place to
Giants
win your team back is going to play in the Niners. That's a good way to get your locker room back.
How about just get a win?
I got to tell you, I feel sad about this because I think the Niners might take this game. Like, legitimately, just putting this out there, there's a report going out that there's a chance Garoppolo could play this game. Even when they said he might not play at all, he could legitimately start Week 10. And I think the 49ers could win this game.
Shanahan said, Beathard is a starter, but I reserve the right to change my mind based on practice.
And there's already talk that he could be good to go this week. So, regardless of it, though, I don't know. I think the Niners could manage it. This is one of those, I feel like I've got way too many unders, but there's just no... I mean, it could get messy on defense. I'm taking the under, though. I'm going to take Niners in the under.
San Francisco in the under. I'm going to take... Ball. I'm going to take the Giants, and I'll take...
Take the over?
I'll go the over just to be contrarian against you.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
New England at Denver. New England is favored by 7.5, and the over is 46. Do we both agree New England and the over?
New England and the over, yeah.
All right, easy one. All right, finish it off, and then we'll have a whole segment to ourselves of not doing picks here. The final one is Miami at Carolina. Carolina is favored by 9.5. The over-under is 40.
I don't see how Carolina is favored by 9.5. They are such a hit or miss team. They have a good record. They're 6-3. You believe that?
I know.
All the stuff, all the smack talk, all that. But I'm going to take Miami. That spread is too much for me. And I'm going to go with the over. Miami.
Okay, me too. You're agreeing a lot on here. I'm going to take Miami in the over as well. I think Carolina could still win this, but 9.5 is a bit aggressive. That seems a little
too much.
Little bitsy aggressive. And there you go. Those are our picks. We'll see how that lays out. We have got one more segment to go. Maybe we can talk a little bit more wrestling or something. Come back with some good wrestling music. Surprise us, Pavona. It is the Road Dog, Boggy James, the Badass Welshie Gun. We'll be right back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to dailyroto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy. First look.
Who is the National Football League MVP? We overrate the quarterback position a lot. And Todd Gurley, gone are the days of the running back having any chance at an award.
If he had a 2,000-yard season, then he would. Running backs get no love anymore because no one cares about the running game anymore. It's not sexy. It's not fun. Unless you're getting 80-yard touchdowns, no one cares. The NFL's changed. It's all about the passing game nowadays.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
BSO Live.
He brings me to Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is hoping for an NFL comeback. Johnny Manziel is 24 years old. He's a young man, and he looks like 45 years old in the pictures. And it's not just the dad bod. Look at his face. He doesn't look like a young man. He's 25 years old. You look like you lived the life of a 50-year-old man. That's a problem. That's all the drugs and the partying and the liquor and the women and the just everything.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at fantasydraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Frank Stanfill, and here is Greg Sussman of the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever. What can you tell me about the DKMS Big Game Challenge?
All you need to do is answer four trivia questions correctly, and you are going to the big game in Minnesota on February 4th.
How do I get involved?
Keep listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network every day and find out when we're playing. The showtime changes, so make sure you're always locked and loaded.
I'm in.
And you can be in, too. Just make sure you listen to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network every day up until the big game, because we're trying to give away tickets for you in Minnesota.
It's the Big Game Trivia Challenge, sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league,
Jalen Ramsey should go buy a baby doll and put it an AJ Green uniform on it and a bottle, and he should walk around practice with it. Like, I would really lay in. Like, that's how I would really lay in. I'd be like, well, I got to carry AJ because he's soft and weak. I got to carry him around. You know what
well,
mean?
I mean, he should do that before they play Cincinnati, but they're not going to play him again this season because it would have to be in the playoffs.
And that's not happening with Cincinnati.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know what this one is.
Hold on. I'm going to come up with it.
I thought I was going to hear, "You think I'm cute. You think I'm sexy."
Ah, I can't place it, man.
Is this? No, I was right. I was right. Yeah, they think I'm cute. They think I'm sexy.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Instrumental.
It's just a sexy boy. Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. know. Why didn't you ever join me? You didn't leave me hanging with the solos.
Well, I didn't, you know, one of us being embarrassed is enough for me.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Boy toy.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy. Thank you. Thank you. We did it. That was magical. Magic. This magic moment just happened here. Yeah. Totally going away from our normal close music, but it was appropriate for a little heartbreak kid. I was telling during the break, like, wrestling stories. I saw some great wrestler stuff, but one of my favorite moments ever was I was waiting for this event to start. It was out here in Phoenix. It was like a Raw, and I got there really early, and I was standing outside, not really thinking of, like, where the wrestlers, like, come from or anything like that. And I was sitting out there with a friend, and drives up this, like, Lincoln Town Car, and it's Paul White, the Big Show, in a Lincoln Town Car.
God.
And think of
did they, like, saw the roof out of it so he could stick his head out like the dinosaur in the Flintstones?
You know every cartoon of, like, a big guy, like, hunched over? This is a 7-foot, like, 450-pound guy in a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, was he driving it, or was it pinned to his chest?
Driving it. It wasn't like the Flintstones. His feet weren't out the bottom, and he was running through. He was driving the town car, and I was just mesmerized. I was sitting there. I was like, that is the Big Show.
You were like Keanu Reeves. You're like, whoa.
Exactly. Whoa. That's the Big Show. But
I saw when I was waiting to go into the arena one time, DX drove around outside with there's megaphones, spouting out a bunch of crap, and then mooning the entire crowd with DX spraying on, like, Triple H had DX spraying on his ass with spray paint. That was pretty funny.
I'm kind of jealous. I kind of would like that. The good old days of wrestling. I can't handle it.
It's
now.
The only time you're jealous of seeing a man's ass.
Yeah, from kind of. Be Triple H, DX, totally. And by the way, think of that moment. There's this guy's ass just sticking out there. Everyone's so excited, and then everyone's like, suck it, and everyone's like, yeah, suck it. And it's like, well, this guy's ass is out here. Maybe don't everyone suck it, if you know what
I mean.
Boy,
how much did everybody's mom hate DX, by the way?
Oh, I mean, still
you'd
to
say
this day.
Suck it.
To this day, DDP kind of did his own little thing too. I don't know, Pavona. Macho Man hit on your cousin.
Yep.
Is that true?
This is true. It was at a charity event.
Was he like, ooh, snap into my? Yeah.
So did Ted DiBiase, like, actually.
Oh really?
Hey, Pavona, can I meet your cousin?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Is it?
Sounds like she's hot.
She's old. She's a little bit older now, and also has a kid. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised.
She's an amazing woman, but I'm gonna have to say sorry, guys.
I like how Bavona's running down his cousin, so he doesn't have to send me a picture.
Well, hey, it was good enough for Macho Man.
No, she still looks good for her age.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go, folks. That is In This League. If you missed any of it, go check it out on demand. Just search In This League. Otherwise, make sure you're tuned in with us every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Tony Cicada's coming up. Bye-bye now.
See ya.
Brother, dig it.